Yeah, those standing, please sit. I know it's a difficult concept, but those standing and talking, please sit and be quiet.
Okay. First, let me get clarification. Were there four synthesis groups? Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And then the five groups was added one. Today.
So there are five report backs. Okay. There are five report backs. I'm going to go in what's the most wonderful order. I'm just starting there.
Two Boston glasses. Me. Oh.
Okay, are we ready?
Thank you.
There are five report backs, and we have an hour and a quarter. The idea is this. How many people were not here either yesterday or this morning when the process was reviewed? Okay.
David wasn't here.
Okay. What has been happening for those who are not here is there were working groups yesterday. Each working group attempted to come to some consensus. There was a reporter from each group on one of the topics, one of the hot issue topics. They then met in synthesis groups. That's what we've been doing this morning. And they will be reporting back if there's consensus on some issues. If there is not, if there was majority, a two-thirds majority in their synthesis group, we will not be voting on anything here now. There might be a straw poll.
No,
this was decided by. Okay, there will be no voting. The whole idea of this process was to come to consensus or two-thirds majority at a minimum, and that the planning group is now going to take a unified position to the extent we have one, work with Margalee and incorporate those changes into the proposal that is presently out there, identified as, what's this identification in the grid?
KPFK.
As a KPFK model. So what we are coming up with is a KPFK model, and we will be asking if we have a unified position, our representative to the IPMB to represent that as the KPFK model. Okay?
Let's thank Margo for.
Yeah. And I think it's critical that we thank the people who, well, the fortuitous circumstances that through Farah and Sarah and Raphael as being the only people at a meeting one night, and then the planning group that grew out of that. I think that the job that you've done has been absolutely tremendous. I think it represents not only a democratic process, but the ability of all of us to come together, despite our different perspectives, on a whole lot of things, including the bylaws, and trying to achieve consensus and come up with an KPFK model, which is not what the other models are. The other models are things promoted by various individuals in certain single areas. That's my editorial. Okay, so we have five reports, and we're hoping that we get out of here at 2:30 so that we all get over to the rally in MacArthur Park. So we will take that. If we have as much as 15 minutes for report, then that will get us out of here at 2:30. I would like to suggest slightly less than that. So if they're just overall general comments, but no voting, if anyone would like to have some closing comments. Okay? Is that okay with the planning folks?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll leave another 5 or so minutes for general comments. I suggest that the PNB group start with their report, since so many of the other things are connected to the PNB. So, the PNB group report. And please introduce yourself. Come to the microphone and introduce yourself.
Is it possible to just go in and move that the afternoon so they can get ready and come up there and
Probably, I would say, let me see, probably grandparenting
board. It should be staff on board the next. It should staff.
Okay. Staff on board is the next group after PMB.
Hi, my name is. Excuse me.
I'm Vice President.
My name is Tim Burke, and I.
You have to be right into it.
He's a shy attorney. My name is Tim Burke, and we address the issues of the PMB board. And first, we address the issue of direct election of the local board, and this was a community. And we had a consensus amongst all the groups that the national board should come from the local board. And there was a minority position that there'd be 21 members of the local board, and that all 21 members of the local board be national board members. That was a minority position. And the majority position came out to be that there'd be 25 to 30 station board members, and that 6 of these station board members would be directly elected by the listeners to the national board, and that they would all station board members can nominate themselves for election to the national board. The minority who wished that there were 21 members of the local board and that all 21 would be members of the national board did support the that 6 persons would be directly elected. And we provided, however, that for the first year, the local board would elect the national board members. And some of us in our different groups discussed different topics that weren't part of the national board. One group discussed whether or not there should be an election of the national chair by the listeners. And another group discussed whether there should be affiliate stations should have seats on the board. But we didn't reach consensus on that. And another group discussed the local board. And there was a point of unity that the local board has specific authority to hire and fire in concert with the director of Pacifica. And I guess there was a point of unity that they would have, they would be able to advise and consent on this point. And it was a point of unity that the local board would be able to recall their own national board members. And another point of unity that they would, the local board would propose amendments to the bylaws. And they also discussed, which wasn't a point of unity, control of local financing and program. And that's everything.
Any questions or clarifications needed on anything?
When will we get this in writing?
After, I assume that once Margaret Lee with the planning group puts it together.
Margaret Lee.
Puts it together with the planning committee, correct?
That'll be tonight.
Tonight, they're going to be working on it.
Yeah.
My understanding is that it has to be into D.C. and New York, I guess, tomorrow. So they're going to be up on that. No questions, clarification?
There's a question here. But the local board, nobody decided if that was like lab or whatever, W board or two.
Let me rephrase it.
The local board referred here to was just referred to as a local board, not distinguished from lab and governing board, but just a local board with specific things attributed to its powers? Is that basically how the context in which all the discussions took place?
Yes, that's right. Okay.
No other clarifications?
Thank you.
What a great example. If you don't need to use the whole 15 minutes, don't. That's great.
Wait. Dave, Margaret Lee. I know someone named Margaret. As long as it gets there by Wednesday?
They have to have 30 copies printed in hard copy by tomorrow morning before 10 or 11 a.m. in order for anything to be included in the board packets being sent out tomorrow afternoon.
So that's whose time? Eastern?
Eastern time.
Yes.
I have the note from the National Office.
If they're being sent by computer, email, when does it have to get there?
She said that anything being sent by computer had to be there by 5 p.m. Friday, because they were going to duplicate. They sent it out to be copied and collated and all the rest. So Joyce Snowden sent a note out to all the board members saying, you have to, at this point, if it's not here in our hands by 5 p.m. Friday, then you have to have 30 copies of it collated in hard copy into the National Office by Monday morning in order to be included in the board packet.
Do we have any friend in New York that's going to
D.C. Can we not get off track here? The planning group, the group that is working on the final draft to amend the existing one that should be in the board packet already, this will be amendments to that. We'll do their work and send it off, and we will see what happens. It's been suggested, because there's a lot to absorb, that the reporter for each group has come up here and write on the paper what the points are, and then present them so that everyone is very clear. Some of this stuff is rather complicated. So, the blackboard is usually harder to see than writing with a dark pen. So, Tim, do you want to put your points up here?
In the meantime, we can have another report going on.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Stamped on the board. And maybe we could put some of the papers here and stamp my board person to be writing over there.
They're happy to be around.
This is close for Mike.
Roger, can you write on the pad? As you present,
he can just put yours.
Are you writing his right?
Can't he just record?
I will write first and write later.
Okay.
Good. This point is a decisive point also. Staff representation on boards, meaning national board and local boards, either one. There is a majority opinion and a minority opinion. We were blocked from a consensus by one group. The majority opinion is that there should be no staff on the national board at all. On the local board, we agreed on a compromise position that there may be one staff representative. However, that staff representative is only to be the union steward, if there is one. And there are conditions on that representation as well, that the union steward be recused from specifically personnel issues, hiring and firing issues. And also, if the local board either constitutes by itself the programming council, if there is one, or has a subcommittee that is the programming council, that this union representative is only one vote on the local board, therefore we feel that's okay, that they don't have overwhelming representation on the programming council issues. However, there's a further condition that the union steward cannot be an on-air host. And the reason is that there's a direct conflict of interest there, and also unusual power to influence members through the on-air presentation of their points of view. And I'll turn it over to Tracy, who will present the minority opinion.
First, are there Any questions, clarifications? The majority opinion.
The minority position was group two, and David Adelson dissents from the points of unity of the convention in group two, and so he's going to get a separate report.
I don't think it's appropriate to name who dissenters were on anything.
Well, he's
group two.
Who's group two? Say what the group
just say group two.
He's going to prepare a separate report representing the minority position.
On what?
Well, just indicate there's a minority report from that group.
Well, because it dissents from the points of unity of this whole convention based on member class status, he's going to draft a separate thing altogether as a minority report that has to do with more than the issue than we were discussing. Staff representation.
Yeah. But is that group two's decision? Group two's decision, not on this issue, but decision to separate from the points of unity of the team? Did the group two decide that?
I don't know that they were clear on that, but Dave was the representative for group two, so I don't know.
It was group four staff.
Because group two before agreed to all the points of unity.
Yeah, it was group four that he was in.
Yeah, group four.
What group four?
Group four.
It was?
Yeah. What group were you reporting on?
I thought it was...
Tom, were we group two? What was our group?
No, David was on
group two. Okay, wait.
It wasn't our group.
Yeah, sure.
Dave Adelson was in group four with the staff issues.
Four.
Okay. I know this because I was there.
Yeah, group four.
Okay, then...
He
was representing it in the synthesis process. And
group four.
Was he the reporter for group four?
Yes.
Okay.
Dave, I'll probably sign your position.
And he's preparing a separate report for that group.
Okay, we got it.
For the group. Fine.
Well, that's the position. Say the position.
What is the majority position?
Minority.
First, you have all the majority ones. I can't see this board. Okay. And the minority position is?
It doesn't come from a basis of the points of unity of this convention, so I don't know. It's going to have to be decided by Dave.
Can I describe it?
I think that the minority position needs to get stated on each of the topics.
So we only...
It's outside the point of unity.
It's outside point of order, please, sir. I understand there's confusion here, but we're not actually here for debate.
Right.
So if that's what they decide should be the report, let's just let it go and debate their rights and get their rights.
Excuse me, I did not agree to have someone else represent the minority position.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
Told I would have an opportunity to present it.
Yeah. If what we had decided in our group, for instance, was if the person reporting for the group did not adequately represent the minority position to the satisfaction of the person or group with that position, that person could clarify the points. I think that's only fair. David, wait. And that's only fair. So let me ask for a show of hands. Should we be hearing the specifics of the minority positions? And if they have not been elaborated adequately by the reporter, shall we allow the dissenter to elaborate the position?
It is moot, because I was the one elected to present the minority opinion, not Tracy.
Before
she didn't report your opinion, she just reported that you had an opinion.
With respect to the points, this has an overlapping
problem. She reported that you dissented from the unity points.
I'd like to hear it.
No.
Let's just write it down and record it. Give it just a few points.
You just need to hear it.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I was not here yesterday when this was laid out, which was that if anyone dissented from the points of unity, the paper that everybody had in hand, that they could write a report which would be included in the document.
That's correct.
Can we hear the points? I mean, this just take a few minutes.
Included with the
document. Please.
I was a member of Group 4, and I would like to know if I have the right to have any input on the minority report that David is going to submit.
Talk to him. It has not... Wait, let me clarify. what we're sticking with now are the things that the groups were supposed to be discussing. There were very specific half issues that were assigned that each group was discussing. The points of unity are something totally separate. I would say that if the body, at the end of the meeting, if there are any dissenting voices from points of unity, that we take a few minutes to hear them. Is that agreeable?
No.
Okay.
Go for the process.
Okay, wait.
Go forward now.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, God, may I?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to say
something
too.
I think we need to, every group has presented their point of majority and the point of minority. This group, apparently the reporter was unable to report on the point of the minority. So somebody needs to report it. Needs to get that group.
No, wait. My understanding is that it was not a minority report on the issue under discussion, staffing. That it was a dissent from the points of unity, which is a different issue. So if we could.
I think that what if the minority report may report on those aspects which are not in dissent from the points of unity, if there are any.
Can you repeat what you just said?
That there be a minority report, but only on those aspects that are not in dissent from the points of unity.
Okay.
Of 5 minutes or less. Because it's a minority report of 5 minutes or less.
On the specific point, in this case, staffing.
Yes.
I thought this was consensus. Obviously, you can have consensus without having all the...
That's right. You're absolutely right.
I would like to remind the body that when we convened yesterday morning, we had a discussion on the points of unity. And everyone here had input, and everyone here at that time accepted the points of unity. There were no objections. I would like to please remind the body of that.
You enforce the points of unity right now in our process.
Would the planning committee please caucus for 5 minutes and decide what you would like me to implement?
Can we still have some reports?
In the meantime.
We could use the 5 minutes to hear the minority report.
No, we want to hear from the planning committee. And I think we have a lot, we owe a great deal to these people.
Sure.
We put a lot of thought into this process. And I think if they go outside the room, and I think we owe it to them to decide how they want to handle it.
Chairman, can I make just one recommendation? Since obviously there's a difference of agreement about the stage of this process right now, that there be a discussion about it, but that an organized one, that where you take a stack of everybody, including Bernie, and then get through it, and it's dedicate a certain amount of time instead of just having a confrontation.
I think that we need to first hear with the planning committee, who has spent a great deal of time and thought trying to construct a process that would bring us together with a single position. And I think that we need to hear what they would like. So in the meantime,
yes, but there's some people not
Tracy,
here right now. Didn't even
where
did
Tracy go? Is there anything in your report that does represent a minority position? Not related to the
I object to the fact that Tracy is doing this because I was asked to give the minority report.
Okay.
I don't know when she was granted permission by the consensus group to give a minority report at all.
I'm not giving the minority report.
That's what Roger said, that you have to present the minority position.
But it has to be on the staffing issue.
Within the agreement.
Within the agreed point of view.
Point of view.
the representative of Group 4 was David Adelson. So the Group 4 had the minority view. So, and if you didn't conform with the points of unity.
Okay.
I don't know what the process, I'm not on the planning committee, so I guess they're up deciding now whether that gets presented or not.
You know, this process is inappropriate if members of this whole process are not even here. I mean, I really object to continuing until there's a decision made with everybody involved.
I agree.
Okay, so
let's ask them to come back in.
Yes, but what I'm saying is there's got to be a way to get through this disagreement first, instead of just barreling through what you think is the process.
Dave, were you here yesterday with the points of view?
No, I didn't consent to the points of view.
We discussed.
No. I can't make 16 hours without advance notice on a weekend. I had to do my errands, and I got here after that had been agreed upon. So that opinion never got heard.
Well, I would like to hear from the planning committee. My own personal recommendation is that everything, that when we get through all of the reports of all five groups, that we return to other comments, whatever they are, be they dissenting comments on the points of unity or whatever else. But I would like them to decide. Okay.
It's possible that another representative of Group 4 is here to present the minority position.
But my understanding is that the minority position is not on this. It's a minority.
It's both. It's related. It's both.
Let's wait and see.
Can we move on to grandparenting while we are in that decision?
Good idea.
All right. What would you like to talk about? Can you find out? All right. Can we go over these two things while we are waiting? Can we go over? Hello, Dave. Can we go over the two reports that we have up here while we are waiting to decide how to proceed? Okay? All right. Have you reached a decision? At that time to state their position, and anybody who has a disagreement with the principles of unity will present that in writing to the group that is working on the total process. Is that correct?
Specifically, what we decided is that David Adelson would be able to present the minority viewpoint of his group as per the specific points of decision that were made with regard to staffing at the end of the meeting, okay? And we're asking Dave to do his best to separate that from his points of, from his difference with the points of unity overall, and to write a document to be included in our bylaws report to the PND, and that will be included, which is what we said, that any letter different from the points of unity would write on, and we would include it so that the PND can see it and take it under consideration. So that's how we're asking Dave to do it, and we're trusting that he will be able to separate those larger philosophical issues from the specifics of his differences around staffing, and at the end of the process, at the end of the day, Dave will come up and make a report on those differences. So just give every time a chance to chill out for a second about it and just move on.
Making an exception only for Dave.
No, we decided this would be a specific issue. This is a minority. No, it's a case where we don't have a minority report that is prepared. We're going to come back at the end of the meeting give a chance for that minority report to be formulated and presented at the end of the meeting. It's just changing the order.
Wait, so you're saying that I cannot, so we cannot hear the minority report on this issue that we just heard the majority report on at this time?
That's not true. Right. At the end of the meeting, we'll have your minority report.
But at this time, the minority report does not get represented.
At this moment.
Postponed to the end of the meeting.
Okay, so minority reports do not get, minority positions are not going to be articulated, because I heard a minority position articulated
in this
over
case. It's because the reporter was instructed how to do it.
But then,
right.
This was not our
David,
report.
David, this is a breakdown process, okay?
Yeah.
And so we're dealing with this. David.
But I was not asked.
David,
I was
David
asked,
please address the chair.
Position.
You disagreed with the point.
David, please address the podium, okay? The reason for this decision is not because of a general principle that minority reports should go at the end. The reason for this decision is that it is a breakdown process, and so we're trying to give the process a chance to mend itself, and so that the points can be presented properly and in order, and a lower threshold of adrenaline. Okay, that's the reason. It's a simple emotional, social process, not a technical process.
Please move on.
Okay. So we finished staff. I was suggesting that
we didn't finish it. We postponed it.
We postponed the completion of the staffing report.
Okay, next item.
Is there going to be, at the end of these sessions, is anyone going to be able to speak, or only those who are presenting minority opinions?
No, we said if we have time, if we stop arguing about the process, that we might have 10 minutes for general comments of whatever nature.
Okay, we have a split here, and I've got written on my board what that is. Our point of unity is that all board members should be elected, and if it is decided that some are appointed, that no appointed board members will be seated on the national board. That's our point of unity.
I'm sorry, are you talking national or local first?
I'm talking a combination, that all local board members will be elected. And if it is decided that some will be grandparented in other words, appointed without election, that no such board members will be seated from the local board onto the national board, so that anyone goes to the national board has stood for election. There was consensus and agreement on that in all the groups. Okay. We have a split of opinions on how the grandparenting will be done, and I'm going to tell you about those and some pros and cons for each. The first is what we call the rule of thirds, also the PAC proposal, where one-third of the members from the current local station boards or labs will be stand for election and will be serving for 2 years, the highest vote getters, and the next third highest vote getters will be for 1 year, and the third category of lab members elected will be open election. Then we had a proposal of one-third being grandparented in through election, one-third plus one. So in other words, that there's no two-thirds majority of the new people coming in case those new people coming in are all people who are of the previous affiliation with the previous management. A compromise was said, well, we couldn't decide whether it would be one-third or two-thirds the first year. Perhaps it should be a half. Then another compromise might be that if we couldn't decide what the numbers would be, maybe we could have two-thirds for 1 year. And then, well, maybe if we couldn't decide the numbers, it could be between one-third and two-thirds. So I'm going to tell you the pros and cons of each. Well, first of all,
are these voting? Are you talking about voting teachers?
Yes.
Okay. People who vote.
I'm talking about taking members that are currently members of the local boards around the country and assuring that they will have a seat on the future of the boards when the elections are held. There's various different mechanisms through which that could happen. The reason that it was actually all groups decided, even though they may have initially not wanted to grandparent any members in, that they came around to thinking that it was a good idea, was number one, for experience. You know, to have new people who've never sat on a board, everyone new, would be very disorienting and inefficient. But the more important imperative, I think, is protection. That we have various constituencies in Los Angeles that could mobilize their forces through the LA Weekly, the Nation, maybe in Houston through the South of Texas contingent, you know, listenership, and retake the station before we've had enough time to build our listenership through the new programming. And that was a consensus also. That is a consensus, yes. How, what the numbers are the things that we did not come to consensus on. These are additional consensus points. The place where we had a split. The place we were calling a split was on the numbers, but these are consensus points. And one of the problems, well, I'm just going to say this is actually a consensus point for not doing it, but people said we should do it anyway. But the reason for not doing it would be that some stations are not listener responsive. So in that case, keeping on grandparenting people from previous boards would tend to cement in board members who aren't responsive to the listenership, the bad egg element. We're calling it the bad egg. And against grandparenting is also democracy. But these things, by consensus, were deemed not as important as this or this. Now, so far as the specific proposals that were split on, problems and advantages for each one. The number of a half, having a half of the members grandparented from any given board, is a compromise, so it kind of represents both. If we had two-thirds for 1 year, again, it's a compromise, maybe we could live with it more easily, and it would give us time again to get the programs out there and build a listenership for the programming we feel is important. The problem, the downside with the range is that those board members, perhaps in Houston, that might favor the South of Texas would vote to keep themselves on. You know, it would be a self-interested vote. If we gave in the bylaws, okay, you, the local boards can decide the range that they want. It'll be one-third or two-thirds. The ones favoring democracy would probably say one-third. The ones favoring control would say two-thirds. So it wouldn't be a very, we didn't like that, but some people did. And the last thing, on two-thirds for 1 year would limit the problems, but it would also kind of perpetuate them too, depending on the composition of each listener area.
Point of order for a moment. We all dealt with each one of these issues earlier. What we need to know are the agreements and the compromises that were made, because we now have to, after this, right, put that together, a document. Okay.
Well,
so that's what we need to hear.
Yeah. When we had this group that was representing each of the groups, we wanted to ask for a straw poll, but we didn't realize that would not be allowed.
Was the breakdown, what was the vote in your synthesis group? I know you didn't come to consent. You came to consent, if I understand, you came to consensus that there should be grandparenting in. And that those people who are grandparented, however, get elected, that it is not automatic.
Correct.
If they are not elected, they will not go to the national board. Is that correct? Okay. So the issue now is the area of contention is on the numbers, right? That's the only disagreement. Do you have a vote breakdown on these different formulas?
Well, we tried to go around and poll the members of our committees that we worked with yesterday, or our groupings, and my sense is that there's more support for this.
Which?
The first one, the rule of thirds, the PAC proposal, and there's good support for this one, and these are all compromises our committee tried to make some kind of a consensus compromise that would be acceptable, and we weren't able to get that.
So is it fair to characterize is it a two-thirds majority decision on, I can't see what number one is there.
Rule of
thirds. Is there was there in your group a two-thirds majority agreement on that?
Well, I don't think I could fairly say that because we only represent our opinions.
You're representing your groups and you were...
But our groups were split, and I don't have a count on that. That's why I wanted to go for a straw vote.
No, I'm sorry.
What was the vote?
It
was two and two. Our groups were split also, so I don't know if our reps really feel...
The way that I understand the way in which we're supposed to be operating is this has now been given to the planning committee to work with Margalow in putting it together, and there will not be as clear that on the most important issues there was consensus, that where there's disagreement is on the numbers. And so they will put forward the positions on the numbers in their report, is my understanding how this is going to function, correct?
To the best of our ability, yes.
Okay, to the best of their ability.
Tom and Margalow, please, if you have any questions when you put it together, call me.
Okay, clarifications.
I was sitting at the last 2-3 hours in that workshop. My interpretation of the one-third rule was totally different from what she articulated.
Were you in the group yesterday?
Yeah, for about 2-3 hours.
Okay. The way in which we've been operating is that people spent many hours yesterday working through consensus in each of four groups, and then someone from each group came together to get consensus among all of the groups. And I think this is where we now stand, is that we do not have consensus on the numbers. That we have consensus on the two general principles, but not on the numbers.
Can we move on now?
Pardon me?
We need to move on now.
Right, and you will incorporate that and reflect that in when you draft this. Okay.